Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. State prisoners won't be getting any more visitors. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections announced Wednesday it suspended visitation across all of its state-run institutions as a precaution against COVID-19. The decision comes after a huge spike in COVID-19 infections among prisoners that began in late August. The corrections agency reported 647 prisoners were infected with the disease Wednesday, and more than 3,600 had tested positive since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. The department and its telephone vendor are offering prisoners 2 free 10-minute phone calls each week to keep in touch with their friends and families. The federal government is contributing money to help federal prosecutors process an increased number of cases in Indian Country. U.S. Attorney General William Barr visited Tahlequah Wednesday to announce the increased funding. KOSU's Allison Herrera has more.
During the meeting at the Cherokee Nation Capitol, Barr announced that the Justice Department is awarding $40 million to expand tribal justice efforts in the wake of a landmark Supreme Court decision. More than $7 million of that money will go to Cherokee Nation. Barr spoke about possible legislation to address what some view as jurisdictional issues surrounding the McGirt versus Oklahoma decision.
I know McGirt is on everyone's mind, and in Washington, the Department of Justice is working closely with the Oklahoma delegation to try to come up with a legislative approach that is supported by all sides.
Representatives from the Cherokee Nation and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern and Northern District were invited to the meeting. While it is widely believed the ruling will extend to the 5 tribes, it currently only applies to Muscogee Creek Nation. But they didn't get an invitation. Jonadev Chowdhury, the ambassador for Muscogee Creek Nation, says not getting an in-person meeting with Barr was a missed opportunity.
There are certainly matters that we would love to discuss with them regarding our efforts to collaborate with our sovereign partners to ensure public safety, but also to take advantage of opportunities across the board.
I'm Allison Herrera.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force says Oklahoma ranks 3rd in the nation for the number of positive coronavirus tests per 100,000 people. The federal report, dated September 27th, says Oklahoma is 5th in the nation for the number of new reported cases, compared to 6th a week ago. Governor Kevin Stitt disputes these numbers, saying Oklahoma is faring better according to data released by Johns Hopkins University. The state health department says the number of reported coronavirus cases in Oklahoma increased by 980 on Wednesday, and there were 13 additional deaths due to COVID-19. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Ever stop by KCCU's website while you're surfing the web? No? Then you're missing out. You could get in on the latest news, check out your favorite shows, and listen to KCCU live even when you're out of town. There are links to shows, pictures, and local event information. KCCU.org. Got it? www.kccu.org. www.kccu.org. Any questions?
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. You may know me from my travel shows on public television or from my guidebooks. I spend 100 days a year exploring the world. My goal? To help Americans enjoy maximum travel thrills for every mile, minute, and dollar. And coming this week, I'm taking my travels to public radio. We'll be talking with travel experts who venture all over the world. It's new. It's this week. It's called Travel with Rick Steves.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. on KCCU.
Hi, I'm Fred Child. Today's culture has tried to relegate classical music to a kind of museum status. Admire it from a distance, but please, don't touch, don't get too close. Well, join me to reclaim classical music. We'll explore the vibrant scene today in concert halls around the world. It's Performance Today from American Public Media.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KCCU.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that. Though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.